It's still Sunday and our coffee day is not over yet. You might remember that I've tried the Lusty Glaze bought in North Cornwall in Sylvia, and Sylvia just didn't like it. She spat it out. She just couldn't get along with it. It's roasted very, very lightly. And Sylvia, we know, doesn't really like that kind of roast anyway. But we've tried the Lusty Glaze from Hands On Coffee in Cornwall itself, and although it was kind of a different kind of taste that we are used to, it was kind of brighter and everything, but I didn't want to give up, and also I've communicated with Lusty Glaze people, Hands-On Coffee roasters, and well, they say the temperature is critical. So what I've done, because I really want to give that bean the best exposure that I can, is I've done it and prepared it in the AeroPress just now. And prepared one for Agustina and one for myself. And we're now going to put it to the test and really see if this bean is any good. I hope it is good. You must excuse the noise in the background. But in the pressure cooker, we're actually producing some dulce de leche, or dulce de leche, which is condensed milk, in the pressure cooker, which then becomes very thick and creamy and brown and is absolutely delicious. Again, this is an Argentine speciality, but I've also been introduced to it years ago from Brazil. Now, Agustina has had one or two sips. What's it like, Agustina?
It's okay. It's good. It's strong, but strong enough to be good.
Strong enough to be good. So the milk does not dilute it too much?
No.
Aha, interesting. So we got thumbs up from Argentina on the Lusty Glaze prepared in the AeroPress. I'm going to have a go myself now. Yeah, I mean, it's quite nice, but it still, for me, it just really lacks that richness, that fullness, that smoothness. I'm sorry to say, but it needs to be roasted longer. It just, for me, just doesn't work.